Blog Talk Radio.
And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show. They be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. Mind, body, and soul,
it's you living.
We all under attack,
it's you different.
I know niggas existing in two prisons, feeling they through living like death is too tempting. What's a day worth? Put a price on it. He was 17, the judge dropped life on him. He ain't live yet, now he in the tight corner.
Gang got their sights on him,
on the yard with a knife on him. Family trying to tell him to chill, we gon' get you home. He like, how my pills dead, they took the road. That's kinda cold
when you think about it.
He shot a nigga, he ain't think about it,
didn't even blink about it.
But he was trapped in the hood and couldn't think about it, really trying to be about it.
Never left his public housing,
which resembles the dormitories he's trapped in. So who knew that they was
prepping him back then?
Yeah, on how to live packed in, make him hate his black skin. I swear it's all facts, man.
Yeah, I swear to God it's all facts, man.
So you should let the track spin. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though.
Remember calling my mom to tell my sentence.
Since I don't do no snitching, I'm not a witness. They gave me 23 years, ma,
I'm finished.
I think she cried for like 15 minutes. Over the years, there's enough tears to fill a lake. A lot of trips on
interstates for visiting.
Remember Tony got stabbed,
may he rest in peace.
Stressed my mother so bad, she barely slept for weeks. Thankful that it wasn't me, knowing prison dangers. Doing time with lifers and killers and gangbangers. Some of us get caught in the matrix, but can you blame us? Trapped in cages like animals trying to tame us. Parole hearings are jokes, you go a 50 times. Same excuse every time, serious nature
of the crime.
I can't change the crimes that I committed, but I can't change my mind and I repent. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though.
Good evening, and welcome to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast. How's everybody doing tonight? Man, I had, first of all, it's July 22nd, Friday, 2022. Hope everybody's staying cool. You know, the show is based in New Jersey, Paterson, New Jersey. We got a serious heat wave going on. But I don't want to kill too much time talking this week. I'll talk a little later because I got a special caller on the line. She's a friend to the show. She calls in periodically, you know what I mean, because she lives far away, you know what I mean. But we have became friends, you know, over time. And, you know, we stay in contact with each other via Facebook. And she reached out to me, you know, or I reached out to her, or we both reached out, I can't remember. And she wanted to join the show tonight. So whenever she calls me and she wanted to join the show, I give it my undivided attention. And I want everybody to do that also, give her your undivided attention. Like I said, she's a friend to the show. Let me see if I can bring her in. 1 minute.
Come on. You got me? This is Aloha from Hawaii. Come on.
Everybody,
this
is my friend, my close friend, and my buddy, calling this all the way from Hawaii. So when you talk about my show, you got to know I get callers from all over. Lynn, what's going on?
Aloha from Kona. You know that. It's wine time. And the question, I got a new one for you. Is women allowed to go topless? That's what you should be asking. Because it's hot in the summer. Should
women
go
allowed
topless?
To do what?
Women?
To go topless. Topless? It's hot in the summer. Yes.
I mean, are the people out in Hawaii topless?
No, they wear their bikini top, but I'm just giving you another topic for your show.
Okay.
How's it going?
Go topless.
How's it going?
I'm cool.
Okay,
I'm cool. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm good.
I just decided to call in, say hello, and add to your show. I think sex is important because without it, we're even with the person.
You talking about, You talking about topic number two?
Well, it was an important topic, wasn't it?
You mean is sex secondary or necessary?
Oh, it's necessary. Because what do you need them for if you're not doing nothing? Really?
Maybe for finances, maybe for affection, maybe for mental support. I don't know. Maybe for a couple
of
other things.
Everybody is so mental that there is no support. I'm just kidding. How's it going?
So look, I'm all right. What? So look, I know you've been looking for. I mean, I don't know. Have you found love out there in Hawaii yet?
Yeah, it's rough.
You
it's
said
rough
what?
In Hawaii. It's rough like the waves, you know?
I thought you found love.
I
thought you found love. I saw you a couple of months ago or something with a guy.
Yeah, but
on
I told you it's rough like the waves, meaning they can pound you.
It can be good, it can be bad.
It can be calm like the ocean, and it can get some wild waves just rumbling. You got to be a surfer.
So wait a minute. It didn't work out?
Sometimes if you can surf the waves.
I'm talking about your relationship. Did it work out?
Yeah, I'm talking about relationship. Yeah.
No, your relationship.
Either you know how to surf it, but either not, you know how to surf it or you don't.
Okay, I get the message. Somebody must be very close right now. I get the message. Let's talk.
Only my granddaughter. She wanna say hi. This is Navai.
Okay,
she's my little Hawaiian.
Say
hi to Randy.
Let her say hi. Aloha.
Say hi. This is Navai.
Hi, this is Navai.
From Kona.
Kakula.
See, she's 4 years old.
What do that mean?
That's
what
Navai. She's a little Hawaiian. You just talked to a little Hawaiian.
Oh, okay.
She's a little
kid. Right. Okay.
Yeah, she's my
granddaughter. Look,
I thought
look,
she
so
could
you
be
said,
famous. You're supposed to make her famous.
So look, you said that sex is like most important in a relationship to you.
I think it's highly important. But after you be with somebody, then you have to fill in the blanks.
How old are you again, Lynn? Respectfully, if you don't mind me asking.
I'm 50 years young.
50 years young. And you in a relationship.
Yeah. But
okay.
Hopefully a lively one.
How's it going?
You know what? I called to be a part of your show. I wanted to say hello to everybody on your side of the world. And this is Aloha from Hawaii, and it's 5 o'clock somewhere, so it's wine time.
Oh.
How about you guys?
Oh, it's 5,
is it wine
it's
time 5
o'clock there? It's 5 o'clock there?
No, it's
what
not.
Time
it's
is
just
it?
Somewhere.
What time is it there,
Lynn? Maybe about 2:10, maybe.
Oh, okay.
2:10.
I think we got a 6-hour difference.
But I wanted to tell all your gang out there, we don't care what time it is here. If we feel like celebrating, then we celebrate around the world. We're open to whatever time that works best. So I want everybody to know Kona is the place if you want to just chill, relax, and have a good drink.
What part you in?
Okay, and as for your topic, like I said, I think that's an important factor. If you don't got that, what do you got? Are you going to just say hello to each other? You got to start right?
My thinking is
that's important.
Start
that's
with sex tape. Sound good with me. Sound good to me.
Okay, it's a connection. That's a telephone number. You know, if you get the right telephone number, you're going to keep talking. If you get the wrong telephone number, you're going to just disconnect, right?
Yes. Yes,
that's
right.
The same thing. I'm just covering it. Your whole topic, nobody has to worry about answering that question. I think I covered it for you. Anyway, I know you got plenty callers. I just wanted to say aloha from Hawaii, and thanks for letting me be on your show.
Guess who coming to dinner?
Coming to dinner. We got to guess that.
Me, a black man.
Sounds good. Well, what's he serving?
I don't know. What you cooking?
What's he serving? We don't need cooks around here. We need servers.
I don't know about that. I don't know. Hey, Lynn, thanks for calling in, for real. It's always a pleasure to hear from you, for real. You take time out your day to call.
I wanted to tell all your fans, how's it? Aloha from Hawaii. You guys, God bless you guys. And keep the topics coming. And like I said, I think I covered it.
Yeah, I think
you
did.
You can close your show now.
Hello, how you say aloha? Aloha, aloha, how you say that? Aloha.
Aloha, aloha from Hawaii, okay? Just remember
aloha.
Aloha.
That's everybody. Aloha from Hawaii. That's my friend Lynn. Hey,
yeah.
Lynn, you take it easy.
Yeah, God bless you. Bye.
All right. That's my friend. That's my buddy out there in Hawaii. We met a while ago through Facebook. So Facebook is, you know, it's good. You know, some people just use it the wrong way, but if you use Facebook the right way, you know what I mean, you could connect with elementary school friends and high school friends and old boyfriends and girlfriends and stuff like that. You know what I mean? But, you know, that's just a friend of mine from Hawaii. I'm coming to dinner out there. You better have some fried chicken. I know you're still on the line because I see you better have some fried chicken and some collard greens and some potato salad when I come to Hawaii. I'm driving there, too. I don't fly. I'm driving. Yo, that was Lynn. I see a couple of people on the phone lines, but you got to give me a couple of minutes because I didn't do my usual introduction and stuff like that. I wanted to touch a couple of things. I had to get my girl Lynn on, though, just to let you know that the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean podcast reach far. I see the people that's texting me. If you're on the phone lines and you want to give a shout out or you want to say something, you know, you got to press 1 so I can know you there. I see a couple of people pressing 1. I don't know how my voice is sounding. I've been kind of stuffy, but it ain't the COVID. The president got the COVID. Now, I mean, ain't that some shit? The president got the COVID. First it was Dr. Fauci, the leading disease scientist or doctor in the United States. He got the COVID. And now the president got the COVID. Those are the two top people in the United States, and they both, you know what I mean? So I don't know. My family call me a mutant, ninja turtle or whatever, a mutant, because I haven't caught it yet, knock on wood, and I'm not vaccinated yet. In a couple of minutes, we got my sister coming on with the Lisa experience. I know she got something good to talk about tonight. I don't really know what it is yet. We're looking forward to that. We got some topics. I really want everybody to join in on some of these topics. I know we had hella people on the phone. First of all, I want to thank everybody who clicked on the link, because I know the link cuts off and on, and I apologize for that. You know what I mean? Because maybe your phone can't call in or you don't want to call in, but you can block your number and call in also. But we had a lot of people on the phone. We had a lot of people that clicked on the phone, on the link. We had a lot of people that clicked on the link. More than 50 people. I was really, really happy with that. It's another feature that I'm telling everybody. If you're on the link, it's a chat line open. And if you sign up, you can actually type me messages on the chat line as we're doing the show. I'm actually going to type hello so you can see it if you're on the link and you sign in. It's a new feature that we got. It's a chat. They call it an open chat. What time is it? 8:16. I'm going to give my sister a couple of more minutes to get ready. What else did I want to talk about? Oh, who the hell seen what went on in was that Disney World? Who seen the Sesame Street guy? They had the people dressed up like the Sesame Street people, and he was giving high fives to the white kids and walking right past the black kids. Like, I've never seen no shit like that in my life. For real, if you didn't hear about that, you got to go and see that. The guy, I don't know if it was the Cookie Monster or, I don't know, Bert, Ernie, whoever the hell it was. He's going by and he's giving all the little white kids like a high five. And then every time he see a little black kid, he shake his finger like, no. Like, he can't do it. Like, I really can't believe that shit. I wish they take that mask off for the world could see who that was. I don't know, but we got to do better. We definitely got to do better. A little bit later, we got some more people coming on in the 9 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about, so I got another podcast that I'm going to be bringing out to the world on Wednesday. I got the name written down in the new podcast. It's coming Wednesday. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the four topics that we got tonight. The four topics is sex in a relationship secondary or necessary? Does misery really love company? How long would you put up with poor personal hygiene? And the last one is, should you or would you, could you want your ex to be happy in another relationship? You know what I mean? So we're going to take a quick break. Everybody know I'm the host, Randy Jackson, a.k.a. Jay Sean, a.k.a. Mr. Fuck Love, a.k.a. the Asiatic, causing all the static. Everybody know I'm just a guy, you know. I'm just a son of a porter, born in Tifton, Georgia, you know, a homemaker. My mom's born in Red Springs, North Carolina, and this is what they created. You know what I mean? They created me, son of a porter, you know, Jay Sean, you know what I mean? And I got a new name now, too, a.k.a. Million Dollar Dick. How that sound? That sound good to everybody. All right, we're going to go to a song, and we're going to be right back. Everybody, yo, if you want to come on the line, you got to press 1. You got to press 1. That way I know you out there. If you don't press 1, I won't know you out there. You know, and come on the line. We want to hear from you. We want to hear from everybody. I'm going to go to a quick song real quick. Thank everybody who donate to the show, too. That's important. That's most important because, you know, time is money. You know, if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. We'll be right back after this song, The Keeping It Real with Jay Sean, online radio podcast. Fuck love.
Shout out, Young Swiss.
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you. Show me who I love you when I say I love you. I really love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you. I love you, I do. Whoa, I think I'm in love again. And here we go again. Don't wanna have another heartbreak, but every time that I see him, we thought she'd take my breath away. Get a grip, and thought I would a friendship. Cause sailing with a Moby Dick, can fake a ship. Thinking with your head, for you get a shot of one. I remember all the past lessons that you learned from. A 90-day rule, but we rushed it too. In 2 months, we still in text, I love you. In 5 months, became the best of friends. In 7 months, we put our first picture on the gram. On the foundation that we lay and stay stable when nature throws us a curve, but love wins again. Thank you for showing me that I can love again. I'm your homie and lover, homie, lover, friend, yeah.
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
Been 2 years and we still running. To get them butterflies when I see you coming. It's funny how life all works. You gotta open up your heart to operate and see how life works. When there's rain showers, the sun shines again. Gotta weather every storm just to sail again. I know the time is now, I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make a pinky promise that you'll never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the morning, you, I wanna see you. Sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.
Welcome back to the Keeping It Real and Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast. And it's about that time. I know some people been waiting for this. Most people, you know, she been blessing my show with knowledge and wisdom for a couple of weeks now, and building up her own fan base, and soon she'll be doing her own podcast. But until then, I guess she'll just be helping out her little brother on his podcast. So without any further ado, I want to bring to the show, welcome everybody to my sister, Lisa, I like to call this the Lisa Experience. Hey, you ready tonight?
Yes. Good evening, everybody. I want to thank you for having me again. I'm glad that we could be here for another day. Tonight I want to talk about lonely and being alone. In this life that we live in now, some people like to be alone. They say, well, I like to be alone. But then some people are lonely. But it's almost the same thing, because even when you want to be alone, you're being lonely for some reason. And the people that's lonely is lonely for other reasons. Now, you know, I always like to tell you a story before I go into my reason for speaking about a topic. When I was young, as everyone knows, I was married 2 times, well, I say 3 times. And in the marriage, I was lonely, but I wasn't alone. I had my family, I had my parents, I had my kids. So I wasn't alone, but but I was lonely. Because you could be in a relationship and it's two people, but there's nothing going on between the two people. You're just existing. You're doing the things that you need to do in a relationship, but it's nothing to keep you feeling that you're satisfied or you got a companion or this is the person that you want to be with or a person that you could go to or just like friends. So this went on for a long time. Me just moving on, being used to being by myself, but being alone. And I mean, being alone was okay because I got to, like I said, be with my kids, get into my hobbies, you know, wait till he decided he wanted to be with me. But being lonely is worse because once the kids go to sleep, you're laying there by yourself or you're sitting there by yourself and you're saying, okay, is this how it's supposed to be? I'm here with somebody, but I'm lonely. And so you just go through time, and the years go by, and months go by, and weeks go by, and you got the same feeling that, you know, it's just not where you want to be, or it's not giving you what you need. And you just talking to yourself, and you're saying, you know, you're getting tired of being alone, getting tired of being lonely. And then one day, like, you know, we always talk about keeping it real. You find somebody. Not that you was looking, but, you know, you always could be found. And you think, oh, the world has changed and this person is bringing in what you want and you're not being lonely anymore and you're going through and you think you're happy and things are moving and times is changing and the sky is not blue, but it may be green or purple. And then you realize that, well, that's not the answer. You know what I mean? You with who you want to be with, and you want that person to be giving you what the other person is giving you. So you're cheating that other person out for getting from him what you really want from the one that you're with. And I bring that up not just for relationship, but it's for friends too, because you could have the closest friend, but you really don't know them, and they really don't know you because they don't really tell you everything, and then you don't really tell them everything, or maybe you might tell them everything about your life, but then one day you find out that something about them, you'd be like, dog, I was with them all this time, and they never even confided in me about this. So really, you know, here you go again. People that want to be alone, but they want to have people in their life, but they don't want to share their life with this person or with their friends. And then you got people that want to be with you on your job, because when they go home, they don't have nothing going on, so at work, they want to be all in your space, and they want to be talking to you, and they want to be, you know, conversing with you because they're lonely at home, so they have to get it all out before they leave there because there's nothing there when they get there. But sometimes you don't see it because you're just like that person. I remember that I used to work in this department store, and I used to talk all day long to all my customers. And as soon as I would clock out, I ceased to have anybody to talk to. But it took me years to realize that I was getting all my conversations out to people who I didn't even know, but I went home to somebody I knew, but we had no conversation. And that's sad. That's sad that we live in a world that we're with people and we're human beings and we're supposed to converse with each other and we sit and we don't even try to get each other. That, you know, this is a lonely place by yourself. But no, don't get me wrong now. It is nice to be alone. You know, I've been by myself now for 6 years. And let me tell you, I'm happy because you know what? I learned about myself. And I'm not lonely anymore because, you know what, I found out that I'm good company to myself, and I'm okay. I can go places by myself. I can go, well, I can't go out and eat by myself yet. I haven't got there yet. But I can go places by myself, and I can do things with myself, and I'm okay with that. But it takes a while for people to really get there because we all as human beings feel that we need to be with somebody to make ourselves happy. And it takes a lot of getting rid of things in our life and chipping off stuff from the past and moving forward and leaving people and adding on new people to really get to where we need to be. And it's really a sad thing also that we have to wait to get a certain age and get wisdom and realize that you're okay. You're okay like this. But when we was young, we didn't think we was okay. We had to be in a, we had a circle of friends. We had to have a man or a husband. We had to be with the going crowd, or we had to see the going crowd, what's going on in the world. But all along, it's about us, because at the end of the day, or the end of our life, it's only us alone going to the next phase in life. And all that we did and went through in life, it's not going to mean not one thing to us, because at the end, you're only going to worry about what you did and what you enjoyed and what imprint you left on the world for you as a person. And I just wanted to bring that out to you because I feel that we are loving human beings. Nobody can love the way we do. Animals can't. They can love us. They can turn on you because they're animals. But human beings, we have that tendency. We have that sense that we are loving beings. That's what we're down here for. And we got to get with it. You know what I mean? Yes, sex is good. I agree with everybody about that. But you know what's really good? Waking up every morning and having a day to do what you want to do to make your life better. Because let me tell you, sex is not going to last, but, well, I don't know, everybody got a different moment. But I'm saying it's good in its place, but sharing your life, your dreams, your hopes, laughter, music, the things we have down here that we can enjoy that people don't get a chance to enjoy. We need to take a moment and start being grateful for them little things we have in life. And say, you know what, I might be alone or I might be lonely, but you know what, I'm here. Every day I wake up, I'm here, and I can start a new life. Because other people don't make you who you are. You're the one that makes who you are. When you're growing up, you become what you're going to be from your parents, putting stuff in you, telling you what to do, telling you where to go, who you could be with, where you can't go. You go in here every day. But once you turn a certain age, it's your life. And you have to make the right choices. And you can't let anybody in this world mess up your destiny or your dreams. When you're somewhere in a relationship and you see that it's not going the way you want it to go, or somebody's putting input that's not your input, it's time to stand back and say, whoa. At the end of life, is this going to be what I want, or is this going to be okay with me, or is this going to be the right advice I get? Because I'm telling you, life is short, and I know we think we got forever on this earth, but let me tell you, it goes faster than you think, and I know it because I'm 63. And I look back, and I wasted a lot of years on a lot of things that I have to. But you know what? I'm grateful that I can wake up every morning and say, you know what? For the grace of God, I can start a new life and a new beginning. And that's what I want to leave you with tonight, that we could be alone or lonely. That's our choice. But it's a better life out there. Thank you.
Oh, thanks a lot for that. That's some real stuff right there.
you know, lonely. I think lonely rates up there at the top with depression, with anxiety, with homelessness. A lot. I mean, you know, I mean, a lot of things spurn from being lonely, and that's also because a lot of people they don't know how to enjoy themselves. They don't know how to separate the real from the fake. You have to love yourself. You can't run from yourself, and you have to learn your inner self. You have to know what motivates you. You have to channel your self-realization and know and understand, like, what your origin is in this world, in this universe. And a lot of people, they just can't do that. So, like, lonely, being lonely is a motherfucker, put it like that. It ain't no joke. It's almost like if you being comfortable, like you can be like winning, like somebody that's always winning, they get used to that. You know, you can get used to losing, being a loser. You get used to that. You become comfortable with being a loser, and that's why you stay a loser. You get comfortable with being poor. That's why you stay poor. You get comfortable with the relationship you in, just not going nowhere. That's why you stay in it. You get comfortable with the job that's driving you crazy, and that's why you get used to it. I'm saying all that because loneliness goes side by side for your fears. I got to do that too. I got to learn how to conquer my fears. Hold on 1 second. Let me see. We've got some people here. I see everybody out there. Give me 1 minute. 9026. 9026. You live. Oh, we're going to come right back to 9026. Three zero five eight, you live.
Good evening.
Hey, caller number one. What's
up? I'm on tonight. Early.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
How's it going?
Right. I'm all right. I'm good. How you doing? You enjoying the show?
I'm doing okay. Yes, I am.
You enjoying the show?
Oh yeah, listening to Miss Lisa and Arnette. Some people, I'm one of those who like to be alone. I have no problem with. I love my alone time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like being around a lot of people. I don't. Why? I was that way when I was a child. Nope. The more people you're around, it's trouble, and I don't like it. I try to avoid trouble.
No, that's real.
If I'm going to get in trouble, it'll be my fault, not because of somebody else.
Exactly.
So I'll keep my alone time. I love it.
That's the way it should be. I'm doing the wrong thing. What I'm doing. So I'm give you one of the topics. Give me 1 second, though.
Okay.
I don't think I asked you a topic in a couple of weeks. I got to call somebody to the show. They couldn't get through. 1 second. This company, I might have to change this company because a lot of people are having trouble calling through. Okay. I see a lady here. All right. So caller number one, can I pick a topic for you or you got one that you got in mind you wanted to deal with? You on the hot seat right now.
The one with should you be happy for your ex?
All right.
Sure. That's not a problem. I'll be happy for him.
Oh, you would be happy.
I don't have to be with him. I'll be happy for him.
If he was in another relationship and it was working out?
Yeah, I have no problem with it. We had our time. It's over and done. I wouldn't wish him anything ill. So, more power to him.
I mean, that's I always call that, I call that unconditional love.
No, that died out a long time ago.
Unconditional love is when you love somebody enough to let them go, and then you'd be happy for them to be with somebody else.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
unconditional
definitely.
So that's what that is. Okay, I understand that. But look, what about? How long do you put up with poor hygiene in your man? Stink feet, funky balls, bad breath, musky arms. How long do you? Because wait a minute, hold up. Before you answer that, hold up. Everybody that come out here gonna say they don't deal with that. No, I deal with that, and they know they're gonna be lying because everybody know they done laid next to somebody, and they said in their mind his feet stink or he smell funky or his breath is bad, but I'm just not gonna say nothing. Or so everybody.
No, you're right.
Dig
you're right. You're right. You're right about that. My husband used to have a hell of a foot odor. Oh, no. I told him what to do for that and never had another problem. Anytime you got to put people's shoes out in the hallway, that's a problem. He was like he was dead.
Used to have to put his shoes in the hallway?
In the hallway. I kid you not. I don't know what the hell he was stepping in.
Oh, my son, I think somebody was telling me that today. They used to have to put their man's shoes in the hallway. That's some shit. But if you put somebody's shoes in the hallway, don't their feet still stink?
Let me tell you, I don't know what I did. I worked on that. I got rid of that messed up. Them shoes got thrown away. I told them what to do with the feet. And I tell you, I never had another problem.
You worked on
it. I don't care. Some men don't like to get pedicures. All men need to get pedicures, get their feet pampered like women. You can have ugly toes and all the hell with the ugly toes, but them stinky toes is not cutting it.
Oh, my God. Stinky toes.
Not cutting it. I mean, foul. It's really foul.
Yeah, it's bad like that. Poor hygiene. It's a shame that so many people take that for granted, you know what I mean? And they don't really take into consideration how the other person feel, you know, who clean. You know, they don't take an advantage. Like, it's like they really don't, you know, oh, my feet stink, so what? You know, my breath stinks, so what? You know what I mean? They don't take into consideration your feelings. Because if they did, you know what I mean, then they would deal with it. And what they lack to know is that couples, relationship, friends, whatever, you know what I mean, it's a beautiful thing. Like, I'm a scent person, like the scent of a woman, fragrances, oils, perfumes, and a lot of, I know ladies just like that, like they like the scent of a man, you know what I mean? Cologne, oils, soap, body wash. Yo, let me tell you, it's nothing in the world beautiful smelling woman. It's nothing in the world that beats that. And vice versa, probably women feel the same way about a man. It's nothing better than the scent of a man after a shower. You know, with a little bit of
his favorite cologne
on, and he just got out the shower. There's nothing to beat that. So for all y'all funky people out there, you know what I mean, take care of it.
Yeah,
before it take care of you. Oh, man, let me see. Let me see. Let's see who else out there. Know what? What time is it? Oh, my. Okay. I'm getting a little ahead of myself. I got a lot of stuff to do tonight.
You know, this time go by fast.
Yeah, it go by so fast, but I got a lot of stuff to remember tonight. I got a lot of announcements and stuff to make tonight. So I'm trying to, I only had a couple of shots of liquor. I'm not trying to OD tonight. Did you see that, did you see that thing that went on at Walt Disney?
I saw, you know, it was on Facebook. They had a clip of it on Facebook.
Yeah.
I saw a little bit of it, the
Sesame Street guy. I don't know who he was. I don't know if it was Cookie. I think it was the Cookie Monster. Sesame Place, whatever. I think it was the Cookie Monster or something. He was giving all the little white kids high fives and going right past the, you know, the little black kids.
Figure here it is, 2022. It'll never change. If it change, won't be in my time, it won't change. Like, can't we all just get along?
Sorry about that. I made a mistake and hit and called somebody on a three-way.
That's okay.
Did you hear me? Did
Ooh.
You hear it?
No, I just know when you clicked. I heard you when you clicked.
Oh, okay. You didn't hear it. Okay, good. Nobody heard it. Good. I gotta we gotta bring somebody in here for a minute.
Uh huh. Hello?
Oh, okay. Now I got you right. What's going on? You live.
Hey,
you
got
live
it, man.
Show.
All right.
You live.
We live now. Listen, man, I'm feeling great. A little tired. I ain't going to lie. You know, running all week. Just came out the gym. Didn't even really eat dinner yet, but I'm getting ready to do that. So.
Yo, that's beautiful. I ain't going to hold you too long, but look, that's beautiful music when somebody just came home from work or whatever, and then the gym, and then they ready to come home and relax and sit down.
Oh, man, ain't nothing like it, man. Then have a great conversation with you, man. You know, that just tops it off. You know what I mean?
But you
good vibes.
But you sound like you might be a bachelor now. I heard you say you got a cook there. I heard you now. You got it. It ain't done yet. That food ain't done.
It ain't done yet. It's coming, though. It got ordered. So it's ordered. So, you know, I ain't cooking nothing tonight. Too hot to be around that stove. So that's some Chinese food.
What we being nosy tonight? What you ordered tonight? We being
nosy. I ordered steamed white rice, mixed vegetables, and some shrimp and with the ginger sauce. And I have to taste me some. I got to taste me some fried chicken wings. I got to do that.
Oh, okay.
And I got a small hot and sour soup.
You had to throw in that fried chicken. You a man of my line because I love.
And you know it,
my,
man.
That's my
you
biggest
know
problem.
It. Hot sauce, brother. Put some hot sauce on.
You know we was raised on that.
Absolutely, it's protein. It ain't gonna hurt you. One thing about it, when you active. Protein, man. Chicken is good protein for the body, man.
I think my mother cooked fried chicken maybe I don't know 4 times out of 7, like a week.
Uh-huh.
I know we ate a lot of fried chicken. That's all.
Hey, well, listen, man. You ain't
chicken.
Dead, right? Y'all healthy, right?
Yeah.
For the most part, you know, we was healthy kids. Man. So you know, hey, listen.
I didn't even let everybody know this is my cousin, my real cousin. This is my cousin Craig Redman. A lot people probably on here probably know him from Facebook or Sea Dreams, right?
Right, absolutely.
Sea Dreams or something else in the world. He's a Patersonian.
Absolutely.
A lifelong Patersonian. Lifelong Patersonian.
55 years, bro.
55. Damn. My show doesn't turn into the senior citizen. my show has turned into the senior citizen show. Anybody looking for somebody, a man 50 and up, a woman 50 up, a woman 60 and up, or they just call my show. We
hey, we ain't there. We ain't there. We got life too.
My mother, okay. I asked my mother one time, she was in her 80s. I was like, can somebody in their 80s still want sex, you know, at 80 years old, 80, because she was in her 80s. I was like, do people in their 80s still want to have sex? She said, you'll never lose your feelings. You'll never lose feelings like that. I said, okay.
That's wisdom, man. Hey, look, listen, she told us from where she was. You know what I mean? That's a great answer.
She says they don't never lose a woman. They don't never. I don't know about the men. I guess she was speaking from a woman's point of view.
Right. That was an honest opinion.
Yeah.
That was a real honest opinion. But if everybody that's listening, real quick, if they want to know about me while they talk, while they're listening, they can go to www.cclear, the letter C, cclear, the word clear, CLEAR. cclearproductions.org. They can go to that and they can look me up and everything and see what's going on.
The show you got coming up. Tell them about the show.
Well, August 6th, it's a place called the Three Brothers Smokehouse. August 6th, and that's in Ramsey. Well, then once they go on the website, they'll see it. That's the one I would like for people to come to. August 6th, it's no cover charge, great food, look it up.
No cover charge.
Come there, sit down, you got to fight to get a seat because people come there anyway. And they really enjoy us. This is our third time there, we're back by popular demand.
Where is it at?
Route 17, I think it's 900, Route 17 South. I think it is in Ramsey, up 17. You can't miss it. 900, right? 900. And it's great food. You know, the food is awesome. The service is great. And 917 South in Ramsey.
Okay.
And, you know, we'll be there. It's from 7 to 10. We start playing at 7:30, and it's over at 10. Really come enjoy yourself. Good food, good drinks, good vibe, you know, for our people to come safe. A lot of parking, good parking, you know, things like that, you know.
So how many members in your band? How many members, what kind of band you got? How many members in the band?
Oh, well we do,
You got a full band.
I got a full band. We do R&B, soul music, a little jazz, you know, some original tunes. And we play some Motown, some Cool in the Game, Earth and Fire, Top 45. Good music, grown up music, you know.
Wow.
And You know, I'm on the charts, number 5 on New York charts. My song 6/8 When I Win, let me pull it up. Marching In, Dreams, it's doing well. Get to Know Me, all of them on the charts, you know. So, I get a chance to play some of those tunes. But most of all, just give everybody a good time, man. After being in the pandemic for 2 years, you know, Come on out and enjoy ourselves. You know,
sit down, hear
some good grown-up music, man. I ain't going to be calling nobody out their name. And I don't do them kind of shows. I'll talk to a lady and sing to a lady like a lady. Treat a gentleman like a gentleman. Give him some of that good old soul music.
Y'all heard it. That's live music because I done seen. I really should have. I haven't been to a show in a while. I'm really cause overdue to come to one of your shows. I'm overdue.
Yes, you are.
Like crazy.
Yes, you are.
I'm overdue. I can't make it to this one August 6th because I'm going to Myrtle Beach with my son. But I'm definitely overdue. I mean, it's no cover charge and good food and good music.
Good food.
Good music. You can't beat that.
Nah,
you can't beat that.
If you ask anybody, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I said if you ask around, if people ask, a lot of folks from the way go there to eat and been there,
they'll tell you great service, man. Great, great service. And we just try to give you great entertainment, man. You know, I need the good vibes from my people. You know, come there and enjoy yourself and bring the good vibes to the room, and we put good vibes back out to you.
You heard it right there. But, you know, before I go now, you know, I got you got to go on my hot seat. You know what I mean?
Go ahead. Put me on the hot seat. Go ahead. Put me on the hot seat.
I got to hit you with one or two of my topics.
Go ahead.
I mean, you matured. I know you've been around
absolutely
a block a couple of times.
Absolutely. Couple
okay.
of times. Woof.
Is okay. I hit you with the first one. Does misery really love company?
Say that again.
Does misery really love
company? They won't have my company, but I'm quite sure that they do. I can tell you that much. I'm not wasting time. I don't have the desire all the time to waste on that. You know. So I'm quite sure they look for it, but it won't be my company. No.
Misery don't make it no more.
Nah, I don't do that. I don't do miserable stuff, man. Misery people, you got a bad spirit and you got issues. You know, when you grown, once you talk about it, you go pray about it, you know. But I don't do that kind of party anymore. Nah, I didn't do it then. You know, so
you stay positive.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not getting mixed up with vibes. You know, those are spirits that can used to hang around that can jump on you and get on you, and you be wound up being miserable for 5 or 10 seconds or minutes and not even know them because you don't been by somebody, sat among somebody, kissed them, touched them, trying to make them happy. People got to learn how to love themselves before they can love someone else. So, you know, that's a big problem right there, and I don't have the time or desire, so I don't hope nobody don't even think about getting in my presence like that. Because I'm going to look at you like you're crazy. I'm going to look at you like you're crazy and keep moving. Yeah. I don't waste time on it.
No negativity allowed.
All
right.
Not at all.
Let me give you one more before I let you go.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to think which one should I give you. Is sex secondary or most necessary in a relationship? What you look for first?
Oh, most necessary. It's not. It's funny you're talking about that because I'm gonna tell you in a few minutes when I finish that I had that discussion at the gym with a young lady because, again, some people. You know, when they're young, whatever the experiences in life, they grow, their inner man grow. Because the body can perish. That's what I was telling them. You know, and what happens when you love somebody, he or she, and something happened, and you was loving that image and everything, you know, the sex, this or that. What you going to do, stop loving them? You know what I mean? If that's the case, I would have left my lady out there when her kidneys fell, you know, and felt like, oh, no, you know, no, because I knew that she, her insides, I knew that her being my best friend came from the inside out, you know, and us sharing the things that we did share. You know, you was around us, you know, and I was telling the person, like, don't get caught up into the physical. Because when that physical gone, what you going to do? He or she can happen. You know, I mean, listen, I didn't expect to lose an eye in my life. That could have affected me. It didn't. But she going to stop loving me because I lost the eye? You know, things happen, man. So she proved to me the number that mattered, you know, taught me lessons. So both of them, you need it. You know, the physical is a part of it. But I believe we balance everything out when you get into the emotional and the connection of the emotional part of to balance it out along with it. Hmm?
Okay. So. I mean, I guess you went full circle on that because you lost me a little bit, but you went full circle on that. No, that's
hey, listen.
Step,
yeah, I try to just open up. I just try to open up, and it's necessary, but it's not the only thing.
The ladies heard that.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I hope that they did because if somebody can't be your best friend and love you even when, you know, you don't feel like being physical or you can't, because I'm not going to make
right.
it the main problem. Not me at this age. It's more things to enjoy in life. You know what I mean?
You
see, it's a bigger world.
Right. So. One second.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Hello.
Hey, V, hold on 1 second, okay?
Okay.
One second. Yeah, sorry about that, cuz. Yeah,
that's all right.
But that's real, you know what I mean? So, I guess you were saying that sex is necessary in a relationship. Mm-hmm. It's not secondary. So, if that's what you were saying in a whole nutshell, that sex
Absolutely.
Is necessary.
Yeah, it's necessary. I think that everything balances out if you know how to balance it out. You know, everybody's not on that level. Some people make that overrated, make that everything, and it's not everything. You know, but you know, you leave that door open. All right, and I'm gonna flip this because when you start leaving that open, when I was younger, let me speak for myself. I'm 55 now. So that ain't never been a problem for me. I never had to beg for it. It was always given to me, right? But the sex turned into lust. And once you lust after one, you lust after the next one because I never found my place in understanding the emotional part of it. You know, you
right.
want to be looking for love, but you're looking for love in the wrong way and in the wrong places. And you making that first, I didn't find it and understand that until – you know, it start manifesting in my life. Like, hey, you know, this is not the only thing. But mine's turned into the physical part, turned into lust. And if I lust after one, I want to get this banging one. I want to get that banging one. That's all that was because I made it physical. And it was so easy for me. You know, I never had a bag for nothing. I never put no gun in nobody's head and make them be with me. But I realized it was more to life than that. Because after all is said and done, again, you can have all the physical and all the sex in the world and not one of them your friend. And not one of them your friend to be there for you and you be there for them. It all don't mean nothing. Because just like you banging her, that spirit going to jump on her. She going to bang somebody else. And you two fools banging each other and sharing yourself with each other because you thinking about sex. And next thing you know, that's when diseases come in and all kinds of stuff, you know?
Well, you talk real good, you know what I mean? And I'm sure the listeners appreciate your conversation, you know, what you're saying and everything. I was listening to you, you know what I'm saying, and everything you're saying, and I'm sure the ladies appreciate that too. So with that, you know, all being said, I want to be the first to invite you into my club. I want to be the first to invite you into the $1 million dick club. Okay, you with me? You in there?
$2 million now, okay? $2 million. All
right. I'm going to invite you to the $2 million dick club. It's a new club that I'm starting. So, it's a pleasure, bro. I'm telling you, man.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely.
We've been around a long. We got
absolutely. Now, you gotta let the people know. Also, not only got the connection, but you gotta let them know what you getting ready to drop on them about my life.
Oh yeah, okay. But, real quick. I'm really out, and I'm apologizing, and I don't apologize. everybody know I don't really say I'm sorry, but I will. But to somebody I respect, I will. Like, I respect you. I apologize that it's taking so long for me to complete your autobiography. I'm writing my cousin's autobiography. It's called Everything Don't Happen in the Hood. This is my cousin on the line, Craig Redmond.
Right. Everything bad don't happen in the hood.
He was assaulted at a casino in PA, right?
Yes, Wilkesboro, PA.
And he was assaulted in a casino. He's a drummer in the band, the leader of the band. He went out to get his drumsticks in a car. He was doing a gig in a casino on an Indian resort in PA. He went out to get another set of drumsticks. A white man hit him in the face with a baseball bat trying to rob him, and he lost one eye. I'm not going to tell you nothing else because you got to buy the book when it comes out. But I'm just telling
Absolutely.
You. Absolutely. I've been writing on this damn book 2 years, and it's taken me 2 years too damn long. But we're going to get through it, and when the book come out, it's going to be at the right time, at the right place, with the right book. And I'm sure it's going to explode. And it's going to be Craig Redmond, Thing Don't Happen in the Hood, written by Randy J. Sean Jackson. So that'll be coming out soon. So look, I got some more people I got to get to, cuz. Thank you for coming. If anybody want to go to his event on August 6th and you don't got the information, go to his website or either inbox me and I'll give you his information, or go to his website and listen to his music. I mean, it's a bomb thing. What more better than live music nowadays?
Absolutely. Well, they can do it. Like I said, they can go to www.cclearproductions.org, and they can look it up and find everything. We got merchandise from my endorsement. www.cclearproductions.org. Go there,
okay,
and you can look me up and see who you're talking to. And I enjoy what I do, and I thank God for sparing my life and giving me a chance to travel all over the world, country, and different places and do what I'm doing. Had a very busy year.
Hey, he's a all the sick. No, I ain't going to say that. Okay. I don't know how many.
Take it easy. Take it easy, man. Take it easy. Take it easy.
I don't know.
Take it easy, man.
Right there. You
said take it easy, man.
Food, but it might have been orders for two. That was a lot of damn orders. So.
Absolutely, man.
Hey, yo,
let me live.
We out of here.
All right, man. Listen.
Man. I love it.
Absolutely,
love it,
man. All right, man. All right. Listen, okay. Take care. Love you, man. And all
hey,
that good
yeah.
stuff. And have fun with everybody on the line.
Hey, yo, you can leave your phone. You can put your phone on mute and just listen to the rest of the show if you want to. We still got an hour. We getting ready to get busy.
Get busy, man. Get
right,
busy, man. Handle your business. We'll do it. I'll do it next time, man. Later.
All right. Peace. Oh man, that's my cousin right there. V, you on the line?
Yeah. What's up? What's up, Jason?
Oh, what's going on, V Tony? I want to do this properly because you know we've been talking a whole hour. My show. I had somebody calling from Hawaii. We've been touching on a little bit of the topics. My sister came through. You know, she do a segment on the show every week, a 15-minute segment, talking about loneliness. But, yo, and I'm not going to keep you too long, but this is a very important moment on my podcast. The young lady on this phone, V. Tony, she's going to be doing her own podcast, same phone number as mine, on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock, and I want everybody who tuned into my show to tune into her show, number one. Number two, what's the name of your show going to be again?
V?
Yeah, yes, V. What's the name of your show going to be? It's going to be what?
Waves of Life. I want to go through so many different ways of life, and I want to have the give people the opportunity to throw their waves out there and let people ride them.
Waves of life.
Yeah, waves of life.
Okay. Her podcast is gonna be called Waves of Life on Wednesday nights at 7. Now I'm not gonna take away from her show or the only thing, but this young lady right here has a hell of a story. I met her from everybody know from Dre, my brother, my partner, my friend, everything. I met her from Dre. That's a whole nother subject. And then, her story is outstanding. You don't mind if I touch on it a little bit, do you?
Not at all. Go ahead.
She was in a car accident three years ago. Is that correct?
Actually, no. It's been now almost 4.5 years.
She was in a car accident 4.5 years, and she... And from the car accident, you became paralyzed, I believe, in your legs or something like that.
Yeah,
Tell everybody. Go ahead, tell everybody.
Okay, so I was going on a first date and leaving my job, and I was supposed to be going to IHOP. Never actually made it to IHOP. Instead, I went through the front windshield of the car, and let's just say when the paramedics found me, I definitely looked like a dead body. According to my doctors, they were trying to give my family figures. But guys, what man said was supposed to be, God said, yeah, nah, that's not happening. That's mine. That's going to be here. So I'm still here. I still got work to do. And I think that podcast starting on Wednesday is definitely one of those things that I'm supposed to be doing.
Yeah, it is. I reached out to you. I told you. I said, you got a future in podcasts, you know, or something like that. You know, I said, what you want to do like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know,
With the number of injuries that sustained, they were talking about, nah, there's no way, no way. And for every time I hear a no and you can't, every time I hear a no and you can't, I find a different way to do it. So I don't understand and I don't hear I can't. I hear I can.
How old are you, V?
I am actually 38 years old.
Oh, okay, you're 38. So you've been in the wheelchair 4 years.
Yeah.
What was the hardest part about the transition to that?
Me.
What was the hardest part of that?
The hardest part of that was me. Me accepting me. Yep.
Yeah.
Was just me. Me accepting and seeing that, okay, my life is really going to change drastically. And that I had to adapt. And I thought I was one of the scariest moments I experienced. I thought I had just had my son. He was 3.5 months old when this accident happened. So when I looked in the mirror, I seen my face, my scars, and seen all this equipment around me, I thought I would scare the living bejesus out of my son. And he came in the room and grabbed my face and gave me the biggest kiss in the world. It made me feel like Miss Universe. I mean, I felt like the most beautiful thing on the face of the planet because of this little boy. He didn't see none of the equipment. He didn't see no scars. He didn't see none of that. All he saw was my mommy. That's been my motivation to get up. That's my driving force. Between that and my family's crazy, but I love them.
We all got crazy family.
Yeah, everybody got their crazy families, but you know what? I love my family because they have been so supportive in everything that I do. They've had my back. So, yeah, between them and my son, I couldn't go wrong.
Before I put you on the hot seat with one of my topics and let you go, tell everybody what they can anticipate from your show on Wednesday nights.
What's it gonna
be about?
So my show is definitely about showcasing other people's life. I want to hear about all these different waves of life. Just like we just talked about my wave of life, I went through some choppy waters myself, and I can explain my waters and how I'm coming out. I want to hear the other stories. So I've got this great guest. My first guest is Mia Money. She's got this awesome song, Lurking. Y'all got to check it out. She's got an album on her, both of her albums are on Amazon Music. You could look her up on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. Hot artist, great girl. She's also in a chair. So she'll be able to tell you her story herself and how she went from the chair to where she's at right now.
She's fine.
Well, you know what they say. You know what they say. Words
of
a feather flock together.
You fine too. We business partners now. So I told you.
I feel you. But birds of a feather flock together. The chair means nothing.
Hey, Z. The chair means. I like that. That sounds like a book. The chair means nothing. Hey, Z.
I'm in the process of working on something, so don't be surprised if it comes out soon.
Okay. Yo, look, somebody texted me and said she got a sexy voice. And so look, you gotta tune into her show on Wednesday night so you can hear her show for a whole damn hour. You can hear her voice every Wednesday for a whole damn hour if her voice is that sexy. Tune into her show on Wednesday night. Hey, V, let me hit you with one of my topics, and then I'm going to let you go. I don't want to hold you up too long. Did you want to pick one of the topics in here, or you want me to pick one?
Go for it. You pick one.
How long do you put up with poor hygiene in your lover?
Ooh, how about first date?
First date, you're gonna tell somebody they got bad breath. We rolling out.
Wait a minute. Hold up.
You is not gonna tell nobody they got bad breath on the first date. Stop it.
No, I'm politely disrespectfully, you know, back myself right on out the restaurant. You ain't even going to hear me leave. I ain't got no beef for you to back up out of there. Listen, I'm rolling out.
Wait a minute. Do you know what you just said? You said politely disrespectfully.
Yes, I've been called politely disrespectful all my life, and I surely will be politely disrespectful and roll my ass right on out of there. I ain't playing.
For bad breath? Give them a search.
Bro, for bad breath, let me see. Okay, there's levels to this, right? You got levels of the hot breath, right?
There's levels to bad breath.
There's levels to that.
Go ahead.
Like, he could have had, like, all right, it could have been you smoking. It could have been you just had some garlic, or it could have been something you ate. But if that is, like, embedded, like something died up in your mouth, I'm out.
Wow!
If we didn't got to the top level from day one,
bad breath on the first date is a no-no.
I would say bad breath and BO. I should not smell your BO. Like
from
not
where
even
though?
A
bad
little...
odor from where? Bad odor from where?
Like your body odor, like. All right, you shouldn't be calling yourself going on a date if you just left the gym and finished working out and didn't take a shower. You get me?
Yes.
You just don't care.
But V, you said you left work and you were going on a first date. Did you freshen up?
See, the difference between my leaving work and a dude leaving a workout, you talk about working out your body and physical labor and sweating. What I was doing at the time, and since you want to go there, right? All right. What I was doing at the time of my accident, I was managing the girls in a strip club. Remember the movie Harlem Nights? I was Della.
You was who?
Remember Della Reese?
Yeah,
I'm
Della
an honest
Reese, hoe,
and all my hoes is honest, too. Yup, that was me.
You was Della. Oh, yeah. Okay, you was the madam.
There you go.
When you're talking that, you know, you're talking to the man when you talk about the go-go world, right? We got a lot in common with that.
Listen, we speak the same language, so that's why you understand where I'm coming from. So certain things,
yes,
you know, just ain't going to fly.
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm. Yo, listen. Let me see. What time is it? 9:22. Real quick, I'm going to ask you one more question real quick. Should you really want your ex to be happy in a new relationship?
If you don't want that fool back, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Are you in a relationship?
I date. I haven't said anything concrete in stone as of yet. I'm not going to say there's a ring on it or anything like that. But I do date. I've had some interesting moments in dating, but that's a whole nother topic and a whole nother conversation. Ooh, Lord, that's a whole nother conversation.
So has it slowed down since your accident? Have men approaching you slowed down since your accident?
No.
Have you slowed down?
I've slowed down, but no, they haven't slowed down, if anything. I almost think it's picked up.
All right, okay, yo, say no more.
That's why the chair don't stop, Jack, because it's like, no, I can't, mm-mm.
Because hey, V, you too much. You driving everything, right, V?
Yeah, and I be minding my business, and as I'm minding my business, I got issues with certain things, and as much as I try to mind my business and stay in the corner, I apparently can't sometimes.
Wait. Everybody out there, let's post V Flyer on my Facebook page. V is beautiful. I never told her that, but V is very nice looking.
Thank you. That message that you got about my voice.
Right.
Is an interesting thing about my voice. I was told that I wouldn't be able to sing again. Because I punctured both of my, I had chest tubes in both lungs, and I still have scar tissue in my lower left lung, and I broke my diaphragm during the course of the accident. So when I told you, it was pretty bad. It was really bad.
So you sing.
Pitch a bag on me. Yes, you're the one that I've been waiting for forever. And ever will my love for you keep growing strong. Oh, keep growing strong. I'm not supposed to be able to do that, right?
Wow. That was That was amazing. Like you jumped right into that. You get that was crazy. You could sing, Z. I had a girlfriend one time who could sing like that. I could let her sing to me. Nothing like a woman who could sing. You is no joke. Listen, I ain't gonna hold you up. Everybody, this is V Tony. She got a hell of a story. Some people texted me saying that was nice, that was the bomb. I want everybody to tune into her show on Wednesdays at 7 o'clock, the same phone number. She's a new member of our team because everybody know all the podcasts we got. Humble Life Experience, The Point of Impact, DJ Ray Boogie, Keeping It Real with Jay Sean, and now we got Making Waves in Life?
Waves of life.
We got Waves of Life Wednesday night.
Waves of Life on Wednesday.
Waves of Life on Wednesday. So look, Tony, thanks for calling in. You know, don't be a stranger. You know what I mean? Be a friend to the show. You know, calling and joining
always
with some of my topics every now and then. And I'm really looking forward to your show on Wednesday nights because I'll be working behind the scenes, but I'll also be listening. And basically that'd be it. Thanks a lot. You know what I mean? I'm sure you gave the people they're gonna be texting me and all that, everything. I did not know you could sing like that. You got a gift. Because definitely in a wheelchair, you ain't supposed to be able to sing like that. Like, because singing comes from your stomach, right?
And one of the big things that I work on is core muscle strength. And one of the things that I do is actually I'm in the water all the time. That's kind of where the waves comes from, where the idea for the waves comes from, is I spend a lot of time. My son calls me a mermaid. I spend a lot of time in the water because I do aquatic therapy. That's where I do a lot of my working out.
Wow. You the true meaning of not running from your calling. For real, you the true meaning of that. Don't run from your calling. A lot of people should be more like you. You know what I mean? And
thank you.
Yeah, that's real. So, look, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to get you some more of these callers. Thank you very much for calling in. I'll be talking to you.
No problem.
I need a picture. I got the picture of the girl that's going to be on your guest. I need a picture of you. I need the info. And I got the title for we could try to get this flyer out as soon as possible. But we'll be talking behind
yes
the scenes about that. All right?
All right.
So we'll talk more. Yo, call in. What you getting ready to do now?
I'm actually about to do some movie time with the little man and put him to bed before I get ready for work so I can get stuff ready for work in the morning.
Wow. You don't stop, Mom. That's a good thing.
What's that?
That's a good thing. Everything God, every time you wake up in the morning, I tell everybody, that's because God not done with you yet. Because if God was done with you, he wouldn't wake you up. You wouldn't have woke up. So long as he's waking you up, you still got a purpose. You still got an origin in this world. You still got things to do. You know what I mean? And everybody, we're going to go, that's my girl, V. Tony. Hey, V, I'll talk to you, but I'll hit you up tomorrow.
All right.
Cool. Wow, man. Jan. My show has really come full circle, man. When I could have somebody calling from these people is killing me with this music, man. I'm gonna have to be like that music, that movie Hustle and Flow. Remember when they was trying to record the song and my man had to go next door and tell him to turn the music down? I swear I'm going to have to be like in that movie Hustle and Flow. But I'm not going to offer them no weed to turn their music down. I'm going to offer them an ass whooping. Anyway, I lost my train of thought from that. She is a true testament of life. Somebody who was just one day you was working and the next day you in a wheelchair. true testament, true testament of life and testament of God, and somebody who not running from their calling. What more can you say? What more can you say? Let's see. I know I have somebody on the phone line that I didn't get to. 9026. Are you here now? 9026.
Yo, yo, yo.
What's good?
What's good?
9026. Who this be? Who this be?
Lady Boogie.
Who?
You hear me?
Yeah, who is this?
It's Ray Boogie.
Oh, what's good, Ray Boogie? What's going on?
What's up?
Nothing, man. Just, you know, just doing my show. Hey, yo, this is everybody. This Ray Boogie. This my man. This the DJ who be on Thursday night playing all kind of hip-hop, reggae music, club music every Thursday night from 9:30 to 10:15. He be playing the best of the last week. Yesterday, he played the best of reggae music. The week before that, he played the best of R&B. And the week before that, he played the best of club. And next week, he's going to shake it all up. Hey, Ray Boogie.
Yes, sir.
We're going to keep it pushing, man. We're going to keep it pushing, man. And I'm going to get to some of these callers. But look, thanks for calling in. Hey, stay on the line, though. Stay on the line. Stay on the line.
All right, I got you.
All right. Too much going on. 3282. You live.
Brother. Hold up, Jay.
Hey, my main man, Mr. Ness, Forrest Ness. What's going on?
There you go. Can you hear me?
Yeah. What's going on?
All right. I had to take you off speakerphone there, brother. Oh man, just hanging
That's
in there. Congratulations
right.
on adding a new show.
Oh yeah, you know, we aim to please around here.
That's right,
you
and please
I mean?
To aim, brother.
Please
hey.
Aim, we aim to please. We
yeah,
got
I meant
on,
to tell you.
I got on. What's going on?
Well, I tell you what, brother, that's a hell of a coincidence because I added on another show too.
Oh, really?
Friday. Yeah, for Friday between 8:30 and 9:30 to 10, there's a young lady who, hold on, Jay. Sorry about that. There's a young lady, right, that slammed her finger shut. And, she lives in a housing project in Coney Island, and she severed her finger. In other words, she amputated her fingertip. So
wow.
What happened was she reached out to Miss Renee, who has the proton beam on one of my shows, What in the Cell is Going On. And she mailed it to her. She gave it to her FedEx because Renee's in Florida. So she mailed it to her. And what the proton beam does, Jay, they told her, they reattached her fingertip because it didn't fall down. She was on the 10th floor. She was lucky it didn't fall out the window and down because she would have had a hard time probably finding that bad boy unless she got lucky. But it fell right in the windowsill. So what happened was the proton beam, they stitched it up and they told her that she would be back in the hospital because that finger eventually was going to fall because it was black. So she said, no, faith in God. So what she did was she had it stitched up. They put it back on, like she asked. She went home, got the proton beam. Now, what the proton beam does, Jay, it puts oxygen into the skin and into the finger, into the flesh. And then Dr. Hakeem, he never came on Blog Talk when I was with you, but this brother's a wealth of education. Brother Rashad introduced him to Leon, and Leon brought him on. And this brother, man, he's a reverse disease specialist. And what he did was he has this magic elixir. It's called Dr. Hakeem's oil. It's nothing but a bunch of herbs. And she has to soak her finger in for 20 minutes twice a day, okay? some color is coming back into her fingers, so she's going to tell a story tomorrow night on my show. All right, and what we're going to do is every week, she has a show now, huh, another young lady by the name of Jeanette. Every week, we're going to see the progression on her finger. But she said there's color coming back. Like, you know how you look from the bottom to the top, you see things change color. Well, she's getting life back in that finger. She said when her finger is fully recovered because it's black, she's going to go back into the hospital and say, see, you want to cut this fingertip off. So she's got faith, she got prayer, and she's, hey, man, some color's coming back in that fingertip, brother.
Wow. That's deep.
Yeah.
That's real. So she coming
yeah.
on the show when? When?
Tomorrow night. Yeah, tomorrow night.
What's the phone number again?
Call the number is 520-525-8633.
Okay.
All right,
yeah,
I got another brother coming on. Real quick, Jay. I got another guy. His name is Jay. Yeah, his name is Jay. The brother's going to come on and talk about the seven steps to healing and health. So his name is Jay.
Okay. So everything's
sure.
going good. Yo, that's what it's about. You know what I'm saying? All of us podcasters is we here for a reason. You know what I mean? And
Oh, yeah. But this will add her on. She starts next Friday. That'll be 15 shows that my network hosts now. So I'm up to 15.
And that's a blessing.
I'm telling you, brother. And I want to thank you. And I want everybody out there listening to understand that this was the brother who gave me my start 2 years ago on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm thankful to him because we're supposed to share and we're supposed to also contribute, especially when it comes to cultural business, black business. All right, we got to support
right.
one another. We don't do that. We have a problem with that as a people. We don't get past the envy and not sharing with each other and spending our dollars with each other. And like, I got a program, Jay, that comes on. It's called Money is the New Knowledge with Coach Trevor out of Atlanta, Georgia, and Brother Alex Bay. And they said black people, just black people, spent $1.57 trillion in a pandemic last year, and only 6% bounces back into our communities.
That's crazy.
So we are spending for us, brother, but we don't put money back into our neighborhoods, man. That's why they look the way some. That's why some of our neighbors look the way they look, man. Besides the fact they don't sweep up in front of their house, okay? So yeah, other than that, that's it, Jay. I just want to.
Hey, I'm proud.
Say,
I'm proud.
Thank you, brother. You
I'm
got
proud.
Me started, man. Thank you.
Hey, yo. That's what it's about. Everybody got, you know, you got me started in something a long time ago. I'm just glad I was able to, you know, repay, you know what I'm saying? Not even repay.
Yeah, in that way.
History repeats itself.
Yeah,
you know
karma,
I mean?
Brother.
That's just, yeah.
I'm glad I looked out for this brother 30 years ago,
karma.
Y'all.
It's good karma and it's bad karma. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Before I let you go, you know, I always got to ask you one of my topics, man.
Yeah, and that sister sounded good, too, by the way, Jay. I want to let her know. She sang good. I thought that was Phil Hyman you was interviewing on your show.
Yo, let me tell you something. That wasn't staged. Like, she just did that on her own. And what amazed me is that it wasn't even like she took a breath or cleared her throat. She just said she could sing, and I just said something, and next thing I know, she was going with it. Like, you know, that was some Phyllis Hyman type shit.
Yeah. She sounded very
you know,
good,
so,
man. Good luck
she
to
did.
Her. You know what I'm saying? Get
you know,
that studio, sis.
Everybody don't sound good live like that on the phone.
No. She did the acapella. Yeah, that sounded great,
man.
She did that
acapella. She really did sound good, and I think she really gonna have a good following in career in podcasting. You know what
oh,
I
yeah.
mean? So look, I'm gonna hit you with a topic before I let you go. You know, times be busting out like crazy. In a relationship, is sex secondary or necessary in a relationship?
Well, it's always necessary.
You said,
hey Jay, yeah. Well, listen. I don't try to put like me and Scorpio. We say to each other, we ain't trying to do what we did in our 20s and 30s and 40s. Yeah, we ain't trying to put the flag on the flagpole, brother. But when you're with someone, And if a woman, because, hey, listen, I know some women that are in their early 60s, brother, and they still going strong. If they care for you and they want to be with you and you want to be with them, you got to give them some love. Because what's that song? Remember Ray Parker Jr.? A woman needs love just like you
yeah.
do. And you, and when you come home, you might find that you get your feelings hurt because she needs it just like you do. So men have to be mindful of that. And if guys are suffering because a lot of times if guys get older, let's call a spade a spade. They have the ED problem. But there's no such thing as ED. And you know where I'm going to go with that, Jay. I just want to say if you take care and eat right, you won't have no ED problem. If you know what to put in your body, you'll be straight. All right?
That's true.
So I just want to say that, you know? Yeah, yeah. So like I said, you got to take care. You got to take care of the lady that you with, you know? And I want to say to the two ladies up there, the ones that say they happy and they're doing it, they rolling solo over there. One said 6 years, and the other one, I forgot what she said. But in the words of George Benson, ladies, I know they still listening, right, Jay?
Yes.
Yeah, in the words of George Benson, the greatest love of all is loving yourself. You're right about that, ladies. And in the words of Lionel Richie, if you ever get with a brother or the man that you might want to give a chance to, because it could happen, in the words of Lionel Richie, I'm easy like Sunday morning.
Oh, wow, that's a song right there.
Yeah.
That's a song. That's a song right there. Know what? So, look, don't go nowhere for us. What we going to do right now, ladies, I was supposed to be promoting some stuff for people, but I don't know if they listening, but, you know, this is the Keeping It Real show. That's what we do here. I was supposed to promote a couple of things for some people, and I mentioned a small donation, and they never got back to me. You know what I mean? So, I mean, sometimes you get tired of giving away stuff for free. You know what I mean? And you got to realize, like, that if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense, and time is money. You know, because I appreciate everybody who donates to my show. You know, and if anybody out there new want to donate, I got Cash App. It's $JASHONJ, $JSeanJ. It's no donation too big and no donation too small, for real. Because I appreciate it. I got the people that donate, I really appreciate them. Look, stay with me, Forrest. We're going to go to a quick song, and we're going to be right back after this. I'm going to run to the bathroom because I had a couple of drinks tonight. So we'll be right back with the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast.
Okay,
it's time for the people. There's something for the world.
Revelations. Is this something for you?
They just wanna take my life. They don't want me to live. They just wanna watch me fall. Regardless of all the good I did. They just wanna see me break. They don't wanna see me stand strong. I just wanna do what's right. All they care about is what's wrong.
Devils and these demons, I ain't playing with these demons.
Nah.
Dark light, dark mind with nothing to believe in.
Uh-huh.
I need to know the reason. Why they want us not breathing.
Breathing.
Mama, baby gone, now she's home alone grieving.
Crying.
Little kids got guns, killing people for fun. Now we need a lawyer,
yeah.
So he don't get hung. Where's the home tree?
Where that?
Cause everything's missing. Internet and TV really clouding our vision.
Clouding.
It cuts like a vision.
It hurts.
Pray it from the Christian.
We need it.
If the mind was the ear,
uh-huh.
Then most of us will listen. Everything ain't all bad.
Nah.
It's how you choose life.
Choose it.
Strive for perfection.
I do.
And try to live right.
Uh-huh.
We all don't agree.
Nah.
Each one teach.
Yeah.
One possibility is endless. Success how you reach.
Reach.
Practice more patience.
Patience.
Deal with dedication.
Patience.
Still process.
Uh-huh.
But ends in revelation. Yeah.
They don't want me to live. They just wanna watch me fall.
Don't
fall for all the good I did. They just wanna see me break. They don't wanna see me stand strong. I just wanna do what's right. All they care about is what's wrong.
Yeah.
What's with all the hate?
What's with it?
My life they wanna take.
Why they wanna do that?
Do you see what's on my motherfucking plate? This ain't no mistake.
Huh?
I never pump fake.
I never do that.
Cause death never waits.
Yes.
So I strive for success.
I'm striding.
No, I've been black.
I've been black.
Put to the test.
Uh-huh.
I came out the Jackson.
Jackson.
Until I'm put to rest. You see all these killings, abandoning
buildings.
What's happening to my motherfucking children?
A lot of shit is on my mind, so I think.
So I think.
Probably the reason why I smoke and I drink.
And I drink.
Your life could be over before you blink.
Damn.
It's like a whirlpool going down in the sink. Shit is real. And if you live for the dollar bill, then get it. Best believe that the shit is real. I live it. Regardless of the roads that you taking. Ha! Take heed to this revelation.
They don't want me to live. They just wanna watch me fall. Regardless of all the good I did. And they just wanna see me break. But they don't wanna see me stand strong. And I just wanna do what's right. But all they care about is what's wrong. They just wanna take my life. They don't want me to live. They just wanna watch me fall. Regardless of all the good I did. And they just wanna see me. They don't wanna see me stand strong. I just wanna do what's right. But all they care about is what's wrong.
Revelations.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online Radio Podcast. If anybody out there on the line and you want to make a comment, you got to press 1. We would love to hear from you. Just to give a shout-out, maybe you're a friend to the show, just say hello or something. We had another hell of a show. You know what I mean? I had my friend from Hawaii call in, Lynn. We introduced my new label mate, V Tony, to the show. We had the Lisa experience earlier. We had the number one caller, you know what I mean? My man Forrest coming through. You know what I mean? And podcast is taking over. I want everybody to know, like, we put a lot into these podcasts. It's not easy just getting up here and talking, you know what I mean? We have to come out here and hopefully entertain and keep your attention for a long time. That's not easy to do. I plan on doing podcasts for a minute. And entertaining people and just doing what I'm doing. I kind of feel like I'm in a good place with my life. It seemed like I've been through the worst. It seemed like I could see the light at the end of the tunnel now. You know, when you see the light at the end of the tunnel, you know, that's a good life. A lot of times in life, we put through a lot of tests. But without a test, then, you know, guess what? You will never have a testimony. How they say it, much is given, much is required. Yeah, that's a real statement. Never forget what you overcame. Never forget what you've been through. Don't worry about fake people, fake friends, and fake people. We got to stop worrying about fake people, and we got to stop living other people's lives. what's that saying? A liar. Oh man, let me see if I can get this right. I can't remember. Something, a liar never something, and a faker never something. I can't get that right now, but I'll get it right later. But everybody know about fake people. You ever seen people that as long as you drinking with them when they want to drink, as long as you going out with them when they want to go out and party, as long as you listening to them talk about their fucked up lives and their terrible boyfriends and terrible jobs, as long as you listen to them and as long as you do everything they say, they want to go out, you go out with them even though they don't feel like it. They want to go to a cookout. You don't want to go, but you go with them just to go. You ever knew, people like that?
I have
and
known
then
you
when,
since 1977.
And then try to change up on them. Tell them you don't want to go out no more. Tell them you don't want to go drinking no more. Tell them you don't want to go to the party. Tell them you don't want to go to a disco. Tell them you don't want to do that anymore and watch what happens. They're going to say, oh, you acting funny. You changing up on me. Yeah, I'm changing up on you. But people, they don't like that. As long as you doing what they do, they cool. But just try to do something different. Text me, a liar will hang by their tongue in hell. Death to your mouth. Another way of speaking, death to your mouth. Let me see if anybody else on the other lines. Because I think we said just about all we could say tonight. Let me see. Wait a minute. Caller number one, you still with me?
Still here.
Oh, wow. That's why you caller number one. Let me see. Well, what about you, Lisa? You still with us?
Still with you.
Oh, wow. Y'all still here? I thought y'all might have dozed off or hung up or something like that.
Hey, Lee, we got to share the gummy.
What?
Huh?
You got
to
share what?
We have to share the gummy. The gummy.
What's that? The gummy?
The gummy bear.
Where's the gummy bear at?
It's here with me.
You can't share that, man.
Yes, I can.
What you said, you could?
Yeah.
We got about, let me see, 6 minutes. Hey, Lisa, anything you want to say? You know, we got about 6 minutes left. Anything you want to say about what you had to add on to what you spoke about earlier or about the show or about anything you heard tonight during the show?
Well, I just want to, everybody had to forgive me. Today I had my booster, so it's like I'm a little bit out of it. But I'm just glad that you, like, once again, that you let me come in and share my life with you and your audience. But I'm very, to me, it's my topic tonight. It was very serious because I just see a lot of lonely people in the world, and I'm not talking about who people are like to be alone. I'm talking about people that's lonely in the world, and this world is so crowded with people that there's no reason that anybody's lonely. It really isn't. I mean, we really got to start being. We're called human beings, the humankind, or we got to start like really checking in on people. And you know what I mean? If you walk in the street, it's nothing to say, hi, how you doing, how you feeling, brother, sister. You know, we got to get back to that. I mean, it's not a cold world. Everybody's not out here to get us. You know what I mean? Some people really, they would like to be connected, you know. Let's start being kind to people again. And not everybody, but let's maybe one person out of the day, give them a compliment.
say something kind to them, give them a word of encouragement. You know what I mean? It's sad that we are people that we put money in a person's cup on the corner and know they're going to get drugs or alcohol with it. But it's people that really need something. We don't even look at those people.
Yeah, that's true. That's really true. That's really true. Hold on one second, real quick. We got somebody late to the show, 5475, you live.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good? I'm going to say that I'm with Homegirl and everything that she just said.
Just now?
Yeah.
Okay. You talking about Lisa?
Yeah, Lisa, yes. What Lisa just said sums up so many issues that could go on and on and on, but that was a nice little nutshell of, you know, what needs to happen.
Well, your voice sound refreshing.
Lemon water?
What? Lemon water?
Lemon water.
Where you calling from?
I'm calling from everywhere. I'm tri-state Shay.
Somebody just said, that's Shay Shay. Somebody just texted me that.
This is tri-state Shay, you know.
This is Shay Shay, everybody. She used to be my co-host like a year ago. It's Shay Shay from out in Connecticut, right?
Tri-state. We don't follow up with just one state involved in the tri-state.
Earlier, I got your text when you looked at the four topics and you said yes, yes, right away, and something else. What you said?
Yeah, and you know what? It's funny because as I was typing, right away, I said, you know, damn well, there was some funky balls throughout these years, and you didn't say it right away.
That's what I said to everybody. I said, I'm going to put this topic up there about how long would you deal with poor hygiene. I said, everybody going to be like, no, I get rid of it quick. I'm going to be like, you's a damn liar. Everybody
done right. So it's a lie to an extent, but I have to say at this point in life, there's no dude that I'm going to be dating or dealing with that's going to be on the block with the same boxes for 3 or 4 days, so there's no exceptions. And even then, it shouldn't have been exceptions. Homeboy should have had a pack of draws on him to thug it out for those 4 days. But, you know,
somebody,
you accept certain
somebody
things.
Said that, though. Somebody told me that earlier. They said, now, when I was younger, they might have got away with it, but like now in the older age, they're not gonna get away. Hold on 1 minute, Shay. This everybody out there that's on the line, the show is about to cut off in maybe like 25 seconds. Thanks for coming through. We got the Humble Life Experience on Mondays at 8:30. We got the Point of Impact on Sundays at 7. Don't forget Z Show Wednesday. But look, we're going to keep going on for a minute, and everybody on the link, I apologize that you're about to be cut off. That's why you got to call in. Anyway, Shay,
yeah.
I'll let you go. You said no, because at 10 o'clock it cuts off, but we can keep going. Like, the show could keep going, but it's just not being recorded. And Dre reminded me last week, he was like, because the people on the phone lines, they could stay on the show. So Dre said last week, make sure when 10 o'clock comes that you end the calls for the people on the link. You know what I mean? So they know the show is about to end. You know what I mean? Because I don't think I did it last week. That's kind of rude. But anyway.
Yeah, time is money. Time is money. You got to click the – you got to end them. You know what I'm saying? And if they want to hear some shit, they got to call back or hit the line instead of the link.
Shay Shay calling all the way from PA. Got people texting me, talking about, yo, that's Shay Shay. They know your voice.
What's up, Dre? Wherever you are in this world, Dre, I miss you. I asked about you today.
I'll tell him that. That wasn't him that texted me, but I'll tell him that. Dre on the line. I think Dre on the line. He might have hung up, though, but Dre on the line. I don't even know.
I'm glad to hear Forrest is doing his thing.
Yeah, Forrest is on the line too. Dre, you on the line?
Oh, he's here.
Dre. I thought he was still on the line. He might be. I don't know. He's gone. So far as he's gone.
It's all good. I know you guys got to go, but it was refreshing to hear what homegirl said. Seriously, you know what I mean? That was a message within a message. So if you missed it, I feel bad for you.
You missed it. Hey, Say, I hit you on IG.
All right. Good night, everybody.
All right.
Be safe.
Yeah, everybody, that's Shay Shay from Connecticut, y'all. My old co-host of the show. So you still got people remembering who you are out here with that voice. That's Shay Shay, y'all.
All right. And on that note,
yeah. So look, we got caller number one. You still here? Caller number one. Caller number one. 3058. I still see a number. 3058. She must have been, maybe she dozed off. All right, look, we've been off the air like 2 minutes, but last week we went to 10:30, but I don't think we're going to do this week because we really like just behind the scenes. Once again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Last week we had a lot of people on the link, clicking on the links, man. That was like very good to hear. You know, we'll be back next week trying to keep, you know, bang out the best topics that we could bang out for you. We'll be coming through. I think maybe next week I might have a guest coming through. I'm not really sure. If not, we'll be open, doing the same open forum thing with everybody. You know what I mean? Thank everybody for coming through. Everybody stay safe. You know, we got a heat wave up here in where we at in eastern New Jersey. I don't know where all the listeners from, but we got a serious heat wave going on. And I'm trying to make sure I didn't forget nothing. Make sure. I don't think I did. Okay, I don't think I forgot nothing. Everybody stay safe out there. We'll talk to you next week. Don't forget Sunday night, Point of Impact. Monday night, Humble Life Experience. And Wednesday with the V Tony Show. Peace. We out.
And I might never let the pain show. They be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back. I just pray I make it back until I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show. They be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back. I just pray I make it back until I never be the same though. Mind, body, and soul, is you living? We all under attack.
Is you different?
I know niggas existing in two prisons, feeling they through living like death is too tempting. What's a day worth? Put a price on it. He was 17, the judge dropped life on him. He ain't live yet, now he in the tight corner.
Gangs got their sights on him.
On the yard with a knife on him. Family trying to tell him to chill. We gon' get you home. He like, how my pills dead, they took for Rome. That's kinda cold when you think about it. He shot a nigga, he ain't think about it. Didn't even blink about it. But he was trapped in the hood and couldn't think about it. Really trying to be about it. Never left his public housing, which resembles the dormitories he's trapped in. So who knew that they was prepping him back then? Yeah, on how to live packed in. Make him hate his black skin, I swear it's all facts, man.
Yeah, I swear to God it's all facts, man.
So you should let the track spin.
and I might never let the pain show. But it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back. I just pray I make it back until I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show. They be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back. I just pray I make it back until I never be the same though. Remember calling my mom to tell my sentence. Since I don't do no snitching, I'm not a witness. They gave me 23 years, ma.
I'm finished.
I think she cried for like 15 minutes. Over the years, there's enough tears to fill a lake. A lot of trips on
interstates for visiting.
Remember Tony got stabbed.
May he rest in peace.
Stressed my mother so bad, she barely slept for weeks. Thankful that it wasn't me, knowing prison dangers. Doing time with lifers and killers and gangbangers. Some of us get caught in the matrix, but can you blame us? Trapped in cages like animals trying to tame us. Parole hearings are jokes, you go up 50 times. Same excuse every time, serious nature of the crime. I can't change the crimes that I committed, but I can't change my mind and I repent. And I might never let the pain show. It be dropped.